Welcome to the Shutdown Fullcast, or should I say bienvenido, because we shouldn't.
No, why would you do that?
It's because porque es la fiesta!
Listen, just because Penn State is playing doesn't mean you have to speak Spanish.
Just because we're talking about the Pacific Northwest doesn't mean you have to invoke a fiesta, the famous fiestas of the Pacific Northwest.
Is James Franklin still coaching that team?
No, he's not.
Interesting.
He's not. Yeah,
he is the coach of
the Indianapolis Colts and the New York Giants. Took both jobs.
So how do you guys think Lane Kiffin is going to pivot from a Florida Atlantic's bowl win to taking over a program of Penn State's caliber?
Just the ice cream weight he's going to put on is going to be really alarming, because it's all going to go to the face. God.
All those creamery employees are going to have HR on speed dial.
So now we have Scott Paterno defending a hire of Kendall Briles.
Wow. You know what? Actually, that was my bingo card for 2017.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck. This is the worst. Please, can we talk about anything else?
The Washington Huskies.
Okay, yep.
Sure. That's it. That's my assessment of their team.
Yeah.
Sure.
You know, if you tell me, like, what a rating that really doesn't mean much, like, oh, it's respectable on paper, and then if you looked at it ranking-wise, you'd go, the team at that spot really probably wouldn't deserve this bowl, but we really couldn't disprove it. Washington, perfect, right? 11. That's our 11th-ranked team, and they're about the 11th-ranked team in the United States, right? Like, this is a team that every time I saw them in a big game, it was like, oh, man, they're here to play, and they lost.
Well,
like, the big games they had to play this year, they lost. They're a very good
team. They lost one big game, and then they lost one tiny game.
They lost. They have one of the more baffling losses in all of college football for this year, do they not?
They missed two field goals of under 30 yards, and this is from a Bill C post that will hopefully be up by the time we post these episodes. If not, shit, y'all can wait for it.
This is live streaming. Did I not tell you? Yeah, we're live streaming these now.
Yeah, it's fine. Bill can type fast. So Bill went through and recalculated some stuff from the whole season and found, like, the team that blew the best shot at the playoff was basically Washington. Like, they really, really, really should have been back. Obviously, they would have had to beat USC in the Pac-12 title game, but here's your consolation, Washington, the Fiesta Bowl.
It's tough. I feel like Washington fans are, like, people who really love Michael Douglas's career, where I'm like, why are you so invested? Like, yeah, sure. Some good Romancing the Stone. Yeah, it's fine. I don't know why you're really worked up about this.
Romancing the Stone is a classic.
Yeah, but it's not like meeting somebody who's like, you know, if you met somebody who was like a Romancing the Stone head, you'd be a little confused by that, wouldn't you be?
No, not one bit. No.
Nope.
God, great. Nope. Congratulations. Sorry. You're both Washington fans.
I would be, because I don't know if I ever heard of it.
This is leveling up for both you.
Kathleen Turner is a legend. How dare you?
Yeah. Now, if you were like, yeah, well, like, if you met somebody who was a big Wall Street head, I would be worried.
Okay, there, that's the line. Yeah.
Okay.
That'd be concerning for me, right? Especially because how dumb is the director when he's like, so the guy's name is Gordon Gekko? I'd be like, get the fuck out of my office.
Right.
How many times a day does Chris Peterson emotionally live out the entire plot of Falling Down?
Twice?
Yeah.
At least?
In a slow year.
More rocket launcher, though. More rocket launcher.
I could see that.